Hello and welcome to Beyond the Words. My name is Dimple Thakra and I am going to take you on a frigging journey with this podcast. I have been called your guardian angel by many. This podcast is for you if you are interested in understanding the truth about humans and what we say is not always what we mean, and if you are ready to come out of the spiritual closet, you're in the right place. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Words with me, Dimple Thakra. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I got asked last week, it was actually, and I thought to myself, this is a great topic for a podcast because I get asked it a lot. I'm going to dive right in. I got asked last week, how did I get involved in energy healing and the work that I do, and how have I mastered it to the level that I have? And it's wild me actually being asked this question, because for a long time, I really wasn't conscious as to how or why. So the first thing I want to do is dive in and explain a little bit about energy work and energy healing. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, for those of you that do, this will be a reviser. And then I want to go into what I do and how it works for me and my clients, and quite frankly, even my dog this morning, as my daughter messaged to say, Simba's not well. Can you please do some energy healing on his rash? It's all a bit woo-woo today. We're going full on alien ships, woo, energy, creating from nothing, the works. Strap in, hold on. Please don't stay in confusion. Just allow yourself to hear whatever you need to hear and let go of whatever you don't. Don't try and make sense of any of it, because let me tell you, the scientist in me has always tried to make sense of this. Just a bit of background. I'm a clinical neurodietitian, have been for 20 plus years. So we're very much evidence-based. Everything has to be evidence-based until the woo found me. And it's so fascinating because I had to really believe in the woo before the science was shown to me. There is loads of science about the woo-woo now as well. So let me talk about what woo-woo is, what I mean by that, and the energy healing. And I also want you to know that we all do it, by the way. We all do it. Just some of us have advanced in it a lot more because our ancestral upbringing. So my mother was very woo-woo, a really interesting brain in that once I believe in something, I go full in and believe in it, even if it makes no logical sense. So that is another gift. And for a lot of us, we need a lot of evidence around our beliefs. Whereas for me, once I believe, that's it. All right. So what am I talking about? Let me cut to the chase. Energy healing is literally what it says on the tin. It's using energy to heal. And heal what? Heal emotions, heal trauma, heal physical pain, heal old wounds, relationship issues, beliefs that what we were raised with in our childhood. It's very much how, let me give you an example of the contrast. Physical, medical, and medical healing. The physical healing that we're all used to is something's wrong with you. You go to the doctor, you get a pill, right? It's physical. You feel, for example, if you have a headache, right? You feel it in your physical body. You go to the doctor, they give you a physical pill, or you go to the chemist or whatever, you get a pill, which is physical, you take it, and the physical biochemistry shifts in your body release the pain, right? Now, because it's physical, it's easier for us to believe in it. It's much easier for us to believe in it because we can see it with these eyes, right? So that we can feel it. We can taste the tablet. We can read about how the body works to reduce the pain, right, with that medicine. And it's really what we've been raised with from being very young. And so energy healing actually dates back way before medicine, way before. It's what our great grandmothers used to do. It's what our, there'd always be somebody in the village who was a healer, and the belief in them being able to heal you actually created the healing within you. So the belief in the paracetamol or the tablet being able to help your headache actually creates the result, right? Bear with me. Energy healing relies on energy. We can't see energy with these physical eyes, right? We can't feel it per se with this physical body, but we know it's there. It's a bit like electricity. We can't see it per se unless it comes through a light, but we don't see the actual electricity, but we know it's there. Wi-Fi, we can't see it, but we know it's there when it comes through us to be able to get data on our physical phones, right? So energy is very much the same, that we aren't able to see it with these eyes, but if we can believe it's there, then it manifests in a physical form, like Wi-Fi with data on our phones, right? It manifests in a physical form. And it's interesting, I use the example of Wi-Fi. Many times when I'm in the studio with Joe, and I'm not going to jinx it, so don't worry, Joe, the Wi-Fi can cut out, or there can be weird stuff happening. It's because my energy and the Wi-Fi energy is colliding. So weird things happen, but they're not weird if you think about energy, because it's the stuff we don't see that we think is weird. And I'll give you another example of how we've all used energy healing. If any of you out there are parents, or all of us have been a child, and nothing soothes us more when we're ill than the touch of our mothers, or the touch of a parent that you love dearly, or somebody that is a caregiver for you when you were younger, a cuddle. Your mother would, if you fell, would rub your leg there, right? Creating energy, right? Transferring her energy from her hand to yours. And that's the primal way that as humans we heal. It's also the primal way that when we block energy in our bodies, we create disease. And so when we understand that energy is around us all the time, we feel it all the time, it's the reason that so many coincidences happen in your life. You think about somebody you haven't seen for a long time and then they message you, or you bump into them. Random stuff. It's the reason we manifest. So many times I'll think of something and it'll just arrive in the weirdest way. So that's really a kind of a whistle-stop tour of energy healing and comparing it to physical healing, which is what we're all used to. And just another quick note, physical healing occurs in the third dimension, 3D. You may have heard of that. Energy healing occurs in the quantum, which is way higher than 3D. It's beyond the speed of light, which is why we can't see it with these eyes, all right? And it happens in no time at all, because beyond the speed of light, there is no matter. So you're not having to push against physical matter because there is none. So there's no resistance, which is why things don't, you can manifest like that, right? Let me talk to you now about how energy healing came to me. I was working in the NHS for the latter part of my NHS life. It was about 15 years working in neurology as a clinical dietitian. And I was leading in my field because I had spent most of the time in community going into people's homes who have motor neuron disease, Parkinson's, MS, stroke. And it was weird because they kept asking for me. And I wasn't doing anything different other than speaking to them in a different way than others did, not accepting the clinical data. For example, if the clinical data showed that somebody with ALS, for example, was on their way out, I would be able to tell you if they were or weren't, just by their energy, just by the frequency, just by tapping into the things that you don't see. You know the feeling when you feel like somebody's speaking to you, but their words don't match what you feel? That, exactly that. It's the premises of this whole podcast called Beyond the Words. It's what we feel rather than what we hear and see with these physical senses. We actually have quantum senses. I call them quantum senses. And these are the senses that help us heal, right? And help us. And then I'll talk into how I help others heal. And I'm talking about healing actual physical ailments, right? Headaches, backaches, debilitating backaches, cancer lifting out of people's bodies, seeing babies before they're born in mothers' wombs, being able to read into people's futures. Future, it's not actually future, it's just another paradigm that I can see for them. All these things I've mastered over the years. And I've always had a tendency to know them, but wasn't particularly conscious of it. So coming back to the working with people with motor neuron disease, Parkinson's, how did I know whether or not they were going to transition, whether or not the clinical data, if the clinical data said they weren't and I knew they would, I knew when it would be the last time I would see them. It's to do with me tuning in and being in, if you like, an apprenticeship mode of really using my quantum senses. And so I'm becoming more and more conscious of them. And it's only with those 15 odd years of experience that I look back now and I think, oh, okay, that's why I could do that. That's why they asked for me, because there was an energetic frequency that they were feeling and comfort they were feeling around being in my frequency. And what happened was, and even people now have spoke to me about the tone of my voice, the frequency of the tones in my voice that creates soothing, healing, calmness in their bodies. And again, this is all to do with energy and frequency. And so what happened was, looking back, I have always used energy to heal. And yes, there is a lot of scientific knowledge. I am super geeky when it comes to science. That has helped my physical mind understand the quantum energy healing and everything else that goes with it. So what am I really talking about? Intuition, gut instinct. And the only difference between me and many of you is that I trust it like I trust my physical senses. So I trust my intuition in the same way I trust my vision. I trust my intuition in the same way I trust my hearing, my physical hearing. So I can hear and see things in the quantum that aren't available in this physical realm, but I know that they're there and I know that it's true. And it's that level of understanding of some of you, you're going, she's crazy. And some of you, it will always be that I'm crazy. And that's okay. But I see angels, I see aliens, I see blue beings, I see trees come alive, I see disease come out of people's bodies, I see the cause of people's diseases. I can have a conversation with somebody and understand their full life story of where their trauma was, what happened with them, and why they are currently struggling with the things they are without them even telling me. And it sounds like I'm a magician or something, but it's not. It's actually me tapping into my quantum senses, which we all have. And the more you exercise that part of you, the more your brain expands to accept and see even more, hear even more. And it's interesting, as people spend more time with me, they seem to tap into their quantum senses even more and start to trust them and start to ask questions. Many a times, Joe and I have had conversations prior. We have a pre-podcast little party before we do this ritual, and it serves us both beautifully. And for those of you who don't know, Joe is the podcast producer. And what I've noticed with her more and more is that she's tapping into her quantum senses. So she'll say things to me, which in the past, maybe I'm just surmising, maybe or assuming that she may not have said it, heard it, seen it, but not necessarily vocalized it. And that's the thing, it's getting the confidence to know that it's true. And the messages you get through, the whispers that you hear, the visions that you see, are actually you just tapping into another realm. And so there is so much science around this, quantum physics. If you want to have a look it up. I would highly recommend you check out Dr. Joe Dispenza. The way he teaches it is phenomenal. And he also has a lot of evidence and research, clinical trials now that really help support this work. Coming back to how did it then find me? After I finished the NHS, I went into business consultancy, mainly in nutrition. And then randomly, I connected with this woman who was a theta healer. And that story's for another podcast. But I connected with this woman who's a theta healer on Facebook. And within months, I was being trained by her. Then another opening came up. And I was then trained by somebody else. And then another opening came up. I was then trained again. And I ended up doing something like 5 years worth of healing in 3 months, something like that. Or maybe 3 years worth of healing in 3 months, like learning how to do it, right? Theta healing. And that was, 6 years ago. And what was wild was the minute I started to train, I started to get clients coming from nowhere wanting healing work. And because I was so confident because of my apprenticeship of the 15 years of looking after very poorly people, and then with hindsight, thinking about my mother and her intuition, and I've done a podcast all about her and her sari being rolled up and her being barefoot in the mud in the garden. So go check that one out. But what was so interesting about this is, you know, when everything suddenly makes sense, when you don't feel odd anymore, when you're like, why is nobody else seeing this stuff? Or even more interesting, when you realize that nobody else is seeing it, that it's not normal for everybody to see and hear and have angels speak to them and have beings and be able to come out of body and actually experience yourself out of body as a soul. And in answer to the question that I got asked, how did I develop these skills? I developed them unconsciously over a lifetime. And then I firmed them up and cemented them with some education, a modality that firmed me. There's no hard and fast rule with this. But what I did more than anything else was trust. What I did more than anything else was believe. what I did more than anything else was really with somebody wanting to come on the drive. What I did more than anything else was not question the truth about it. And the more I did that, the more I surrendered, the more I received through the quantum senses, and the more my questions got answered. So it's less of the chase and more of the receiving. And as a result, everything just snowballed. And so in answer to the question, it found me. In answer to the question, I've always been it. In answer to the question, in surrendering of the energy healing, I'm able to do more and give more and be more and trust that this shit works. And let me tell you, there was a transition period where I was like, how the hell is this work? Like, really doubting. But the more I did it, the more it worked. The more I believed, the more it worked, the more potent it was, the quicker it was. So how does it work and what do? I basically tap into your energy from the quantum. So I dance with your energy because we're all connected anyway. And then I get messages. I'm the open vortex for what your soul needs in that moment. And I just get messages to do this, do that. And it might be command of lift this out of somebody's body. Last week I got shown a whole past life, a traumatic past life that somebody had. And why was it that they needed to continually sabotage themselves in order to be successful? In a past life, they were in a place where there was famine and they learned how to hoard food and hold on to it. So in this life, what it was showing up as hoarding money and holding on to it and not being able to let it go in order for it to come through. And this is a multimillionaire, right? But yet worried that the money would go. So we cleaned up the past life and he was released of that. And more money came to him because he was able to enjoy it even more, right? I had another woman, past life, debilitating back pain. I'd never spoke to her, never seen her. And what was wild was when I saw her through my quantum eyes, I could see this pain. I didn't even know. She didn't tell me anything about it. Like, she couldn't walk. And when I went into her energy field, I was shown a past life where she was tortured and her back was broken. There was no way that she could access that in this life. Our souls carry so much coding. And in healing that time, this time, in this timeline, her back was released. And the pain went and she could walk again. So these are some of the profound things that when we look at energy and when we realize there is no timeline, we're just on parallel universes that the whole time, we can jump to the past, the present, previous lives, resolve what needs to happen there and come to this life and it resolve in this lifetime, which is wild, right? But people who have had childhood eczema and asthma and it just go in one healing. Some of you may be completely freaked out with this right now, and that's okay. And some of you may be like, wow, what is this? I'm meant to hear this today. And that's okay. And some of you totally get it. And this is just confirmation for you. And that's okay. And that is my journey on how energy healing found me and why I had to do this podcast was I kept getting asked. So now I can just refer you guys to this podcast. And just have fun with it. And I want to invite you to play with energy. I want to invite you to put something out there that is wild. I don't know. Like, how many times do you think, oh, I'd love a parking spot, and you get one, right? Play like that. How many times do you want to go, oh, I'd love to connect with that person again? Just see what happens. Let it go. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for hanging in there with the woo-woo. take what you will, believe what you will, it's all perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. God bless. Thank you so much for joining me in Beyond the Words. Remember, if you've loved this, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. And don't keep it a secret. Let your friends, family, auntie, uncle, brother, sister, all of them know about Beyond the Words. And remember, all the resources that I've talked about today are available to you in the show notes.